This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that Russian strikes on the Odessa region that hit an apartment building and a campsite were a deliberate direct terror attack. Ukrainian authorities interpreted the attack as payback for Russian troops being forced from Snake Island a day earlier. The Russian missile attacks killed at least 21 people, including two children. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Video and still images released by the Emergency Service of Ukraine show widespread destruction and emergency workers in action. Ukrainian news reports say the target of the missile attack was a multi-story apartment block and a recreational area. Later, rescuers inside one of the ruined apartments clear rubble. The assault comes after Russian forces pulled out from Snake Island on Thursday, potentially easing the threat to Odessa, it was initially thought. But Vladimir Putin's forces have kept up their push to encircle the last stronghold of resistance in the eastern province of Luhansk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian military has begun constructing residential apartments in Mariupol. The Associated Press filmed work underway on the outskirts of Mariupol Friday. The building work is overseen by the Russian military's construction company. A representative said work was being carried out at an accelerated rate. If you'd like to know more about these stories or any of the stories Voice of America is covering today, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also find our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. WNBA star Brittany Griner was in a Russian court Friday where two witnesses were heard at the start of the trial in Moscow. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Griner has been held for 4 months, accused of possessing cannabis oil while returning to play for a Russian team. The witnesses were an airport customs official and an unidentified witness. Alexander Boykov is her attorney.
I could only prove that we had two witnesses that are with the customs, and we expect the next hearing on 7th of July. That's it.
Griner could face up to 10 years in prison. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, says, I can only operate with facts. And the facts say the famous athlete was detained with banned substances containing narcotic compounds. Elizabeth Rood is deputy chief of the U.S. mission in Russia.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner. Wrongful detention is unacceptable wherever it occurs.
Rood says the U.S. is working at the highest levels to get Griner and other detained Americans safely home. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on climate change has sparked intense reaction and signs of potential litigation. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Supreme Court's decision limiting the authority of the Environmental Protection Agency to broadly regulate pollution by power plants has sparked celebration and consternation. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey was among Republican AGs who sued the Biden administration over its efforts to combat the effects of global warming.
We beat them this time, and we're prepared to do it again and again and again.
California Governor Gavin Newsom called the court's ruling incomprehensible.
If you don't believe in climate change, you got to believe your own eyes. Come to California.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee says states will now have to step forward with laws to regulate pollution.
Washington state is not going to allow climate change to swallow our state.
President Joe Biden issued a statement saying the fight against climate change will carry forward. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Gambia on Friday suspended all timber exports following reports the West African state is serving as a transit point for illegal smuggling of endangered rosewood. The wood is used for woodworking and protected under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. There was no official explanation for the ban, but it comes after reports of contraband timber passing through the country, mostly after being logged illegally in neighboring Senegal. German authorities on Friday returned to Nigeria the first two of more than 1,100 priceless sculptures known as the Benin bronzes that were looted by Europeans in the 19th century. The spoils made it into museums in Europe and the United States. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that Russian strikes on Odessa hit apartment buildings and